Good evening, brothers and sisters. 我想我们刚刚唱诗，我们里面都非常的感动啊。
And we were seeing, I believe, all of our hearts were moved.
啊，这位神不管是管理万有、天地的主宰、全能的神。
Our God is not only the one who controls the universe, the author of the universe.
而且居然是一个可以跟我们这么亲近，我们可以来爱他的神。
But he is so near to us that we may love him.
我相信我们刚刚唱的时候一面唱到那个 How great thou art.
And particularly when we come to the point when we sung How great thou art.
我们心里面感动这么伟大的神。
And our hearts are moved. How great is this God.
然后接着我们可以唱说我们要更深的来爱他。
This awesome God, we can sing deeper in love with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心里面真是喜乐。
And our hearts really rejoice.
我们非常感谢神给我们这一次的机会能够到山上来聚会啊。
We want to thank the Lord once again for giving us this opportunity to meet here.
我们感谢我们都很平安来到这里。
And peacefully we all have arrived.
我想我们也很感谢我们不是住在北湾，是住在南湾哈，交通好多了。
And we thank the Lord that we live on the southern side of the bay and the traffic is much better.
我想我们今天晚上我们也非常谢谢主为我们这次大会预备的讲员。
And we want to thank the Lord for all the speakers that he's prepared for this retreat.
刘牧师夫妇他们现在不在这哈。好 ,OK, 他们休息了。他们87岁从澳大利亚过来来服侍我们，我们非常感谢主。
Pastor Liu, he is over 80 years old and he's here ministering to us.
然后我们也很感谢主被教士从纽约等于他搭今天早晨六点的飞机，换句话说四点多就出门，等于我们加州一点多就出门了啊。
And our dear sister, coming all the way out here from New York to minister to us as well.
我刚才特别告诉贝姊妹，她如果累的话可以睡觉，她说她不睡。
She's tired, she needs rest.
非常谢谢，感谢她这么老远来帮助我们。
Thank God that she's all the way here to minister to us.
And we also want to give our special thanks to Pastor Brian Holden.
And we want to thank Brian for coming.
Yeah. Last year, 当他的 wife 刚刚 find out 有 cancer, 有 surgery, 他还是来到我们中间服侍我。
Last year, after he found out his wife had cancer, he still came and ministered to us.
那我们特别谢谢这些讲员。
We want to thank all the speakers.
等到最后一天再谢谢我们的同工。
I'll wait till the last day to thank all of our coworkers.
先看他们这三天表现怎么样。
Let's see how well they perform the next few days.
他们真的是很辛苦了。
They have been very, very diligent.
但是我想我们所有的感谢，我们永远不会超过我们对主耶稣的感谢。
All of our thanksgiving will never surpass our thanksgiving for our dear Jesus.
他的恩典把我们带到这里来。
His grace has brought us here.
是他的恩典已经为我们每一个人都预备了一份特别的祝福。
And his grace has prepared a particular gift for each of us.
我们说过每一次退休会来的时候我们一定要有一个意念。
And we say that every time we attend a retreat, we must have a mindset.
在耶和华的山上必有预备。
On the mountain of the Lord, he will prepare.
当我们照着神的旨意我们带着渴慕来到耶和华的山上。
And according to the will of God, we come with a yearning heart.
当我们登雅各神的殿的时候。
And when we,climb toward the temple of the Lord.
以赛亚书第二章告诉我们说，训诲必要出于锡安。
Isaiah chapter 2 says that,
神要对我们说话。
God will speak to us.
对弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在这个时候都向神至少要一句话。
So everybody, we need to come and ask the Lord at least for one word.
我们至少向神要一个祝福。
So Lord, give me a particular blessing.
我们跟主说，我决定不能够怎么来怎么回去，没有改变。
That how I have shown up, I will go back the same. That I have no change.
人来了。
But the person is here.
主，我求你把我的心整个分别出来。
Lord, bring my heart and sanctify my heart.
让我们每一个人都渴慕在这里遇见神。
But every single one of us have a yearning to come and meet God.
不管你来的时候带着多少的难处。
It doesn't matter how many difficulties you have with you.
或是不管你来的时候有多大的软弱和痛苦。
And how weak and how much pain that you are in.
我们求神在这山上遇见我们。
And we ask the Lord to meet us here on the mountain.
成为我们的转机。
And becomes our turning point.
成为我们的祝福。
It becomes our blessing.
虽然环境很好。
Yes, the environment is very nice.
有很大的游泳池，很好的运动场地。
Swimming pool and a wonderful gym.
但是我还是希望年轻人，我们能够节制到上午五点钟就不要再有活动。
Younger brothers and sisters, when it comes to five p.m., we'll just stop all the physical activity.
我们可以洗个澡，预备晚上来聚会。
Take a shower and get ready for our meeting in the evening.
弟兄姊妹，我们既然来了，我们就是渴慕要来遇见他。
Again, brothers and sisters, we are here in the yearning and desire to come and meet our God.
在我们还没有来的时候，他早就充满这个地方了。
Before we even showed up, he fill this place with his presence.
他早就预备要来跟我们相会了。
And he's ready to meet us already.
弟兄姊妹, 只要我们渴慕, 只要我们向神认证,
as long as we have a desire and we're serious with him.
我决定相信我们下山的时候, 我们里面要不一样。
I know that when we leave this place, we'll be different.
我们花一分钟,
let's spend a minute.
我们自己向神祷告,
every person individually comes to the Lord.
向神为了这三天, 为了你自己有一个特别的祷告。
And for yourselves, for the next 3 days, pray.
弟兄姊妹, 我希望你下山之前, 你发现神听了你的祷告。
And I pray that when you have left this place, God has heard your prayer.
而且神要成就超过我们所求所想。
And will do beyond what you can imagine.
如果你有胜不过的罪, 求神这两天给你力量, 帮助你胜过它。
And he said that you cannot overcome, that God will give you the strength these days and help you overcome it.
你有什么伤害, 痛苦, 出不来的, 你求神亲自安慰你。
Any pain, any hurt that you cannot get out of, ask the Lord to comfort you personally.
有什么属灵经历, 是你常年渴慕, 你得不着的, 向神要。
Any spiritual experience that you yearn for and you have not received, ask of it from him.
或是直到如今, 你都只是恭闻有神, 你让神亲自来遇见你。
But to this very day, all you have so far is heard of him, not have met him.
哎, 我知道我们中间有很多亲爱的福音朋友, 都还没有办法相信他。
And I know there are a lot of us here that are still gospel friends that cannot yet believe him.
我们求神使用这一次聚会, 让你真认识他。
We ask the Lord to use this retreat that you may truly know him.
不管你要求什么,
doesn't matter what you ask.
我们在心灵的诚实向主耶稣祷告。
In the truth of your heart, come and pray to the Lord.
我们有一分钟, 我们个人向神祷告。
We're going to spend a minute before the Lord. Lord Jesus, we know that you are here in our midst.
人的话语永远不能够取代你的话语。
The words of man can never replace your words.
人的工作永远不能取代圣灵亲自的工作。
The word of man can never replace the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们把我们每一个人都放在你的脚前。
We bring every individual before your feet.
是的, 我们的万物都在你面前是赤露敞开的。
All things are exposed before you.
你知道我们的需要,
you know our need.
你知道我们真实的光景,
you know our true condition.
你知道在我们具身之处, 或许还有什么东西拦阻了我们往前。
You know the depth of our beings was hindering us from going forward.
主，我们把这短短的三四天交在你的手中。
We give these few days into your hand.
不让这个日子随便过去。
And do not allow this, these days to go by casually.
我们来遇见我们。
Come and meet us.
带领我们进到一个新的境界。
Bring us into a new realm.
让我们每一个来到你面前的, 我们都重新得力。
That everyone who comes before you will renew their strength.
让我们在基督里面, 我们重新得力, 可以往前去。
That in Christ our strength is renewed, that we may move forward.
对我们每一个人说话。
Speak to every individual.
对你的教会说话。
Speak to your church.
对这个世代, 你的儿女们来说话。
Speak to your, this generation, your children.
让我们从一切的软弱, 失败里面出来。
That all of our weaknesses, that we may come out.
让我们在你面前欢然跟随你往前去。
That we may rejoice in you, follow you forward.
给我们够用的体力和恩典。
Give us the necessary physical strength and grace.
保守祝福我们每一个人。
Keep and watch over every one of us.
让这个聚会不仅仅是每一个人蒙福的聚会。
That not only everyone would be blessed.
也是主自己享受的聚会。
Lord, you would enjoy these meetings.
哦,你自己在我们中间, 你也欢喜快乐。
You are smiling in the moment.
我们赞美你。
We praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊, 这次大会, 我们是跟着我们年初, 啊, 殷勤耕耘, 欢呼收割。
And based on the topic that we had at the beginning of the year, to plow diligently and reap joyfully.
啊, 因为时间不够, 不然我要考你们, 我第一页里面有一个错字, 你们有没有发现?
Because the limitation of time we're off, I give you a quiz. I made a mistake in your outline. Can anybody find the particular mistake?
啊, 发生在主题上, 啊, 写成了殷勤耕耘, 欢呼收割。
The Chinese title is off.
劝是动口不动手。
Again, it's admonishing you, asking you to plow diligently.
所以我没有兴趣，只是劝大家殷勤耕耘。
I'm not here for the purpose of just encouraging you with my lips.
我们一定要每一个人都真正的脚踏实地殷勤耕耘。
And we need to put the action and plow.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个人的一生。 就好像是耕耘的一生。
Our entire life is like planting.
哥林多前书第三章也说到我们是神所耕种的田地。
First Corinthians chapter 3 also says that we are the field of the Lord.
我自己是一块田。
I myself am a field.
而提摩太又说到我们要做一个殷勤劳力的农夫, 我们每一个人都有自己的田。
You need to be a diligent farmer because you all have a particular ground.
而我们这一生去见神的时候, 就根据我们田里面的出产, 带去见神。
And at the conclusion of your life, when you will bring to see God the produce of this land.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在座的每一个人都有自己一块属灵的田。
Dear brothers and sisters, every single one of you have a spiritual field.
我们将来去见神的时候，
when you go see God,
每一个人都要带着自己田里的出产去见神。
Every single one of you will have to bring the produce of that land to see God.
所以有的人可能是空手去见神。
Perhaps you will go see him empty-handed.
有人可能带着土产去见神。
And some will bring the fruit of the land.
圣经上也讲到有些人荷捆满怀的去见神。
And there are those who bring in the sheaves and go see the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望我们这一生在主的面前是一个丰收的人生。
And we pray that this life is an abundant life.
耶利米在耶利米书对我们有一个呼召，第四章第三节。
In Jeremiah chapter 4, he has a cry to all of us.
他说要开垦你们的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。
And plow your fields and do not sow among the thorns.
换句话说，我们每一个人除了自己有自己的一块田以外，
And aside from the fields that we each possess.
在这一块地上可能有很多的地方还是荒地。
And on this particular field, there are many areas that are still desolate.
是还没有开发的。
And has not yet been worked.
虽然是我们的如同无有。
Though it is yours, but it's like not possessing it.
虽然是神命定给我们的，但是对我们来说好像是未得之地。
God has commanded it into your life, but it's like ground you have not yet claimed.
因为我们还没有开垦。
Because you have not worked the ground yet.
所以先知提醒我们说要开垦你的荒地。
The prophet says, go and plow.
换句话说，不要白占地图，不要要浪费神给我们的恩典。
Do not waste this ground. Do not waste the grace that God has on you.
然后他接着说，不要撒种在荆棘中。
And then he says, do not sow among the thorns.
什么叫做撒种在荆棘中？
What is to sow among the thorns?
就是白费功夫。
It's you're wasting your energy.
所以先知在这里两个提醒弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
Two reminders of the prophets. We need all to remember.
第一个，开垦你的荒地。
One, go and plow the ground.
不要白占地土。
But do not waste the ground that you possess.
第二个，不要撒种在荆棘中。
Secondly, do not sow among the thorns.
不要白费功夫。
Do not waste your energy.
当你把种子撒在荆棘里的时候。
And when you take your seeds and sow them on the thorns.
马太福音十三章跟路加福音第八章告诉我们，在荆棘中。
Matthew chapter 13 and Luke 8 tells us that among the thorns.
那个荆棘会把它给挤住。
And it will choke the seed.
结不出成熟的籽粒来。
That it will not bear fruit.
换句话说，你虽然成长了
，though yes you have grown，
你甚至结果了
，and you are bearing fruit，
但是这些东西是带不了去见神的，因为它结不出成熟的籽粒来。
But they do not come to full growth because they cannot be brought before the Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常非常可惜的事情。
And it's a very tragic thing。
所以先知这样子呼召以后
，so after the outcry of the prophet，
我不晓得大家还记不记得我年初今年第一次主日讲到。圣经上讲到耕种的两个重要原则。
And you remember when I talk, when I share the very first message at the beginning of the year, the two principles that I talked about in planting.
你如果想起来的话，明天早上我帮你倒 drink.
If you remember, I will serve your drink tomorrow morning.
有没有人
？Anyone?
那你们帮我倒 drink.
So you guys should all pour something for me.
第一个原则是什么
？The very first principle.
虽然这两个原则都跟奉献有关哈，第一个是什么
？They all related to offerings, but what is the very first principle?
第一个。人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
The very first one, you will reap what you sow.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
保罗告诉我们不要自欺。
Paul says, do not deceive yourself.
神是轻慢不得的神。
God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What you sow is what you will reap.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的原则。
This is a very, very important principle.
不光只是用在财务的奉献上。
It's not just concerning to the offering of financial offering.
它是我们整个人，我们在座所有的人，我们这一生生活的原则。
But the principle of every one of us who's sitting here.
也是属灵追求的原则。
It's also the principle of spiritual pursuit.
种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What you plant is what you will reap.
所以你。中国话说种瓜得瓜，对不对
？The Chinese said, "When you plant a melon, you will get a melon."
开始种豆呢
？When you plant beans,
得豆，
beans.
不错。好，你们这你不是 ABC 讲错了种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，你种什么收的就是什么。
And whatever you sow is whatever you will reap.
那你种恨
？If you sow hatred,
收恨，种埋怨
，you sow complaint,
收埋怨
，you receive complaint,
对不对？你种苦毒
，and you sow bitterness，
收苦毒
，and you will receive bitterness。
如果我们讲正面的，好了
，and we let's look at the positive。
种感恩收什么
？You sow thanksgiving，
种感恩其实是收喜乐。
And you will reap joy.
我很喜欢达比的弟兄说哈，他说一个人喜乐的程度与他感恩的程度成正比。
Brother Darby actually said that a person's magnitude of joy is directly proportional to his thanksgiving.
越会感恩的人其实他越喜乐。
Someone's able to be very give thanks, he is actually more joyous.
你看我老了，我忘了开个小录音机。
Forgot to turn on my recorder.
对不起啊。如果重诚实
and if you sow truth,
收信任
and you'll reap trust,
你重公义
if you sow righteousness,
收平安
you'll reap joy or peace,
你重舍己
if you sow self-denial,
你收别人对你的爱戴
you'll reap the love you receive from others,
你重向宽恕
and you sow long-suffering,
forgiving,
forgiveness,
你收和平
and you'll reap peace,
你重自私呢
and if you sow selfishness,
你等着瞧
just watch.
所以以前有一个故事虽然不合圣经真理啊
there's a particular story although it's not in line with biblical truth.
但是念慈姊妹很喜欢我讲给弟兄们听
Sister Nancy particularly like it when I tell this story to the brothers.
他说有一对夫妻呢他们结婚庆祝30周年的时候
and there was a couple that they were celebrating the 30 year anniversary.
然后一个小仙女突然向他们显现说你们要什么我送给你们
and a little angel appeared and said what is it that you guys want? I'll give it to you.
哇那个太太说我希望能够得到一个环球旅行的这个机会哈，因为这是我们一直所盼望的
and the wife said I want to be able to travel around the world. That's what we've always hoped for.
OK 他说给你了啊，所以机票、飞机票、火车票、船票，通通都有了。
The angel said, "Okay, you have it." So they all of a sudden they got all the tickets.
哇，那个太太高兴的看着她先生结婚30年，终于可以出去玩了。
And she is so excited that you know they've been married for 3 years. Finally, they get to take that trip.
然后就问这个先生你要什么
？And then the angel asked the husband, "What is it that you would like?"
You only want in this a few months. 你要什么？那个弟兄，不是那个弟兄，那个男的说。
And the husband said.
他说，我希望我的太太比我年轻30岁。
I want my wife to be 30 years younger than me.
他希望他太太跟他结婚的时候一样，你看。
He wanted that his wife to be exact the same.
但是他讲说，我希望他比我年轻30岁。
So she said, because he said that I wanted her to be 30 years younger than me.
所以人家也马上答应他了。
So the angel answered him immediately.
所以他立刻变成90岁的一个老头子了。
Immediately he became a 90-year-old man.
这叫做自私，你等着瞧。
It's called selfishness, and then you see what will happen.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人常常 self-centered.
A lot of times we are self-centered.
所以胡适之都说，你要怎么收心那么栽。
And,
好，没有关系。所以弟兄姊妹我们的思想也是种子
Our thoughts, they are seeds as well.
你朝消极想你就发现你整个人就被很多的东西充满
If your thoughts are very negative then you feel that you're filled by a lot of negative things.
我们的态度是种子
Your attitude is a seed.
我们对人的关系人际关系都是种子
Your relationship with people around you, they are
我们怎么使用我们的时间是种子
And how you utilize your time is a seed.
我们怎么样子做决定也是种子
The decisions that you make, they are seeds.
种的是什么收的就是什么
Well, what you sow is what you will reap.
弟兄姊妹这是圣经上不变的原则
This is the principle in the Bible that will never change.
也是几乎所有的人都在这里人生里面一定会经历的原则
And everybody in life will experience this principle.
我们从另外一个角度来看这句话
And we'll look at it from a different particular angle.
这是大家常常忽略的一件事情
And it's something that everybody often neglects.
你我今天的处境
You and I, where we are today.
常常是正在收我们从前所种的
And we are often reaping what we have sown.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们常常忽略的。
This is something that we often forget.
我们常常会觉得我的先生为什么对我现在这个样子
？A lot of times we say, "Why is my husband this way to me right now?"
为什么我的太太不再像从前那样子那么可爱
？Why is it that my wife is not as wonderful as she used to be?
不再像从前那样子的尊重我呢
？Or respect me as she used to be?
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候是因为我们已经先种了一些东西，我们现在正在收着。
Most of all, a lot of times because we already sown something in time past, we are reaping.
我们有的时候会觉得孩子为什么变成这样子
？And we say, "How come our kids?"
可是我们却忽略的时候，我们可能忽略了我们在他们中间我们该种的。
And we probably forgotten the fact that we have not shown the things that we are shown.
很多人身体变坏的是因为从前滥用身体。
A lot of people have poor health because they did not take care of their body.
很多人常常活在仇敌的控告中，因为从前任意犯罪。
And a lot of people are living the condemnation of the evil one because they casually sin in time past.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们。
So dear brothers, we need to ask the Lord to help us.
一面要从我们目前的处境里面，我们要求神光照。
On the one hand, from our current circumstances, and ask the Lord to shine, show.Shed his light upon us.
而让我们真知道说我们到底目前所收的。
That we really know that what we are reaping right now.
甚至神在我们生命中的一个光照、一个提醒、一个医治。
Is it a reminder of the Lord, a particular enlightenment of the Lord, particular healing?
让我们赶快临癌临崖勒马，好，不要再一错再错。
That we may quickly learn and not make one mistake after another.
当你发现你的孩子最近不对劲的时候，弟兄姊妹，不要光只是在埋怨。
And brothers, when you realize there's something wrong with your child, don't just complain.
不要只是在生气。
Don't just be mad.
可能要回想一下，是不是因为我中了什么？
You need to probably think back and think, did I plan something that I shouldn't plan?
或者孩子们，我们自己也要想。
And Children, we ought to think ourselves.
到底我们目前的处境是因为别人对我们不好呢，还是因为我们对别人不好？
Our current environment right now, the difficulty I'm going through, is it because I treated someone wrong?
其实是第一个原则。
This is the very first principle.
种的是什么？
What you sow,
收的是什么
what you will reap.
第二个应该想得起来了
哈。Now,
我就不帮你们倒水了。第二个是什么
What's the second one?
多种的多收，少种的少收。
The more you plant, the more you reap. The less, the fewer you will reap.
保罗讲完这句话还觉得不够。
And Paul said these words, and he thought it's not enough.
他加了一句，这话是真的。
And then he said, "This is true."
哦，他冒着人家以为他其他是假的。
And it's like all everything else is kind of false and not.
他讲完这句话，他说这话是真的。
This is trustworthy.
换句话说，他心里面真是有感触。
In his heart, he's really passionate about these.
少种少收，多种多收。
If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly.
弟兄姊妹，这两个原则是有先后次序的。
And there is actually an order between these two principles.
今天世界上的人也讲多种的多收，少种的少收。
And the world today is also talking about how much you sow is how much you will reap.
但是基督徒要先解决你到底在种什么。
But for Christians, you must first come and solve the issue of what are you sowing.
所以圣经上说。神是轻慢不得的，不要自欺。
Therefore, the Bible says, God cannot be mocked. Do not lie to yourself. Do not deceive yourself.
种的是什么，收的是什么。
What you sow is what you will reap.
底下就讲到，顺着圣灵撒种的，从圣灵收永生。
And then it says, those who sow according to the Spirit will reap eternity.
顺着情欲撒种的，从情欲收败坏。
And those who sow according to the flesh will reap corruption.
所以在神的眼中只有两种种子。
So in the eyes of God, there are only two types of seed.
不管是在思想方面、态度方面、人际关系方面、人生的投资抉择方面。
Whether it be thought, attitudes, your relationship, your financial investments.
不管哪一个层面，在神的眼中只有两种。
No, it doesn't matter what level. In God's eyes, there are only two types.
一个是顺着圣灵。
One is according to the Holy Spirit.
在主里面。
In the Lord.
在新生命里面。
In the new life.
一个是在情欲，就是讲到我们肉体里面。
The other one is in lust, it talks about our flesh.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一天都在经历的生活。
So brothers, this is what we're experiencing every single day.
我现在讲的道理一点都不深。
The principle that I'm talking about right now is not very deep.
七岁的小朋友都可以听得懂的。
7-year-old child should be able to understand.
这是我们每一天的生活。
This is our everyday life.
到底我们在撒什么种
？What are you sowing?
决定我们这一生。生活的品质跟永世的结局。
It will determine the quality of this life and the end to come.
到底我们在撒什么
？What are you sowing?
当我们真正是的先解决了源头的问题。
And when you have resolved this issue of source.
真解决了我们到底在撒什么种
？You've dealt with the problem of what you are sowing.
我们才来讲多种的多收，少种的少收。
Then we can talk about how much are you sowing.
当你真看见这个伟大的应许的时候
，When you truly see this great wonderful promise.
你我一定是一个。非常勤快的人。
You and I will definitely be a very diligent person.
不得多种啊。
And we want to plant more and more.
你试试看，你从今天开始哈。
Try it today. Start today.
只要不要太过头，你天天夸你的姊妹。
And just say nice things about your wife.
当然也包括夸你的丈夫了哈，要公平。
Say nice things about your husband. We need to be fair to one another.
哦，或是你学习用恩慈对待别人。
And treat others with kindness.
你学习更新你的思想朝正面去。
And renew your mind and think about the positive
things. 这都是我们每一天可以撒的种子。
These are the things you can do every single
day. 当你朝正面去的时候。
And when you go for the positive things.
你就发现你一天一天开始在收。
And you will begin to realize that day after day you're reaping those results.
你在收越来越丰富的东西。
And they're becoming more and more abundant.
我就跟你说，不要一下子差太多。
And I said, yeah, don't try to change all of a sudden.
因为一下差太多，你也做不久。
And you can't do it very long.
而且对方也会觉得你一定有什么目的啊。
And the other individual may think you have an ulterior motive.
有一次甲请乙到他家去帮他修 fence， 修篱笆。
So B went to Mr. B went to Mr. A's house to fix his fence.
那个乙到了甲家里面帮他修理巴的时候，就发现这个甲先生呢对太太好的不得了。
And、
那个不是真假的甲哈 ，A B 的甲。
And then Mr. B noticed that Mr. A was really really nice to Mrs. A.
哇，做菜也夸他太太，做什么事情都谢谢他太太，对他又 hug 又 kiss， 哦，他看着眼泪。
She cooks and she does all these things and he's just like, oh, you're wonderful, and he hugs her and everything and.He's just like, man, wow.
他说哇你怎么你怎么知道我要讲哇你有没有听过有一个神学教授有一次到一个地方去讲道
Heard of a particular professor, a theology professor, was a speaker at a particular place.
他们那天英文翻译没有来。
And the English translator wasn't there that day.
所以找了一个这辈子第一次帮忙翻译的弟兄。
We found a brother who never translated in his life.
那弟兄紧张的要命，就说：“唐教授，你可以把你要讲的讲章让我看。
”And the translator was so nervous. He said, "Can I see your outline?"
所以他全部都跟他 go over 一遍。
So the speaker went through the entire outline with the translator.
没想到站在讲台上以后
，And then when they got onto the stage,
那个翻译一紧张就 always 讲在前面。
The translator was so nervous. He was speaking before the speaker.
所以变成那个教授跟着他后面讲了。
So the professor was lecturing after what he was saying.
所以你看到我讲章了。所以他说哦，你这样子对你太太的。
Wow, you're so nice to your wife.
那他就说，他说我这是半年前才刚刚学会的。
I learned this about half a year ago.
他说我原来跟我太太的关系很糟的。
And I had a real bad relationship with my wife.
后来我学了以后，就发现我整个人生起了很大的改变。
And I have to learn the secret. I realized my entire life is transformed.
哇，那个乙当天就学了。
And that day, Mr. B learned it.
所以那天回到家的时候
，So he went home.
啊，太太一开门，他就 hug 他，要 kiss 他。
He met the wife, opened the door, he hugged his wife and wanted to kiss her.
啊，太太穿着乱七八糟，他就开始夸她穿得很漂亮。
His wife was in a total mess, but he's like, "Oh, you're beautiful, honey."
当他正在那里夸奖的时候，在那里 copy 假的时候
，while he was, you know, trying to imitate what Mr. A was doing,
太太突然哭起来了。
And his wife started to cry.
他说：“你为什么哭啊？”
He said, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“我今天真的是太可怕的一天了。”
He said, "This must be a dreadful day today."
他说：“今天早上起来出去，车子就坏掉了。”
I woke up this morning, the car broke down.
啊，然后那个小华又摔跤，摔的这个膝盖这个摔断，他送去医院。
Our kid fell and broke his leg when I drove the hospital.
然后回到家的时候，洗衣机又漏水，满地都是水。
Got home, the washer broke and the entire garage is flooded.
现在好不容易等到你回来了，你又喝醉酒了。
Now finally you're home. Now you're drunk.
这不要差别太大。
So don't be too different.
吓到他。
You may scare the other person.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你开始撒种的时候
，The verse is when you start to sow,
you will see the difference.
You will begin to see the difference.
你就开始收你所种的。
You begin to reap.
而且多种的多收。
And the more you sow, the more you reap.
少种的少收。
The less you sow, the more you reap.
读圣经是这样，祷告生活是这样。
Reading your Bible, prayer is the same way.
十字架的道路是这样。
The way of the cross is the same.
死在我身上发动，你就发现果然生在别人身上发动。
If death is true, you'll life in me and life is at work in others.
你发现你种下渴慕就收到饱足。
And you realize that when you sow longings, you will be satisfied.
整个八福都是讲到种子。
And the Beatitude all talks about these seeds.
你种下饥渴慕义，你就一定得到饱足。
And if you sow thirst for righteousness, then you will be satisfied.
你种下清心，你就遇见神。
And you sow a pure heart, then you will see God.
我不要再为难他，弟兄姊妹，你就尽量种。
And just so.
顺着圣灵撒种，这是最重要的第一件事情。
Again, sow according to the Holy Spirit.
然后多种的多收，少种的少收。
The more you sow, the more you reap, and less you sow, the less you reap.
同样生长环境出来的人。
We all grow up in the same environment.
你为什么看见有的人生命这么丰富？
Some people, their lives are so abundant.
而有的人这么贫穷。
And some are so impoverished.
就是因为就在于我们到底在种什么。
It really depends on what that those two individuals are sowing.
也在乎到底我们是多种的还是少种。
It also depends on how much they're sowing.
也亲爱的弟兄姊妹，殷勤耕耘就必欢呼收割。
Dear brothers and sisters, we plow diligently, then we will reap joyfully.
那我们今天这次的大会，我三个晚上哈，我会从三个角度讲。
And these three evenings, I'm going to come and speak from different, three different perspectives.
那正好配合我们在讲我们整个教会的意向。
And it's really actually in line with the vision of our church as a whole.
那我们曾经根据Rick Warren 那个棒球垒的这个模式，把我们教会的意向跟我们的方向。
And we actually plugged in, according to what Rick Warren has shared, the four,
bases. Oh, okay. Now, I'm
going to very briefly, in 3 minutes, I'm going to review it.
你们可以看得到这个图，哈，我已经把它简化了。
And I've simplified it as much as I could.
啊，我知道中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹不太打棒球的。
And I know brothers and sisters in China don't play baseball.
那打棒球就是从本垒开始。打出去以后就开始跑一垒 ,base 1, base 2, base 3, 跑回来才得分。
And then when you play baseball, after you made a hit, you gotta go to base 1, base 2, base 3, and when you come to home plate,
你没有回来就得不到分。
If you don't come back to home base, you don't score.
那我很喜欢这个 model, 因为它是一个 progressive, 是一个不断累进的一个模式。
I like this model because it is progressive.
所以在这里我们提到三件事情，第一件事情是怎么样子让不信主的人能够上一垒成为重生的基督徒。
And how do we get somebody who's a non-believer to become a born-again Christian?
啊，这是第一步，让他认识基督。
So that they would know Christ.
那我们怎么样子能够帮助这些人成为重生的基督徒呢？是借着管传全备福音。
And to help those to become born-again Christians, we need to spread the full gospel.
这是第一垒。
This is the very first step.
让不信主的人能够上到垒去。
For those who are non-believers to actually get
on base. 第二件事情，让重生得救的基督徒能够借着追随基督能够来追求更深的生命。
And for a born again Christian to pursue Christ to have a deeper life.
或是 pursue a deeper life through discipleship.
And or pursue a deeper life through discipleship.
然后让他变成一个献身的基督徒。
So that they may become a disciple that is committed to Christ.
他不光是重生的基督徒，他变成 disciple.
And not only are they born again, but they are now a disciple.
他变成 committed Christian, 变成一个献身真的把自己委身的基督徒。
They are a disciple, they are committed to the Lord.
然后到了这里还不够哈，在这里是讲到他整个的生命的改变跟成长。
And from base one to base two is the transformation of his life and begins to grow.
生命的炼净跟扩大。
And it's the purification of his life and enlargement of his life.
然后接着呢，我们要从他二垒把他带到三垒。
And we want to take the person from base two to base three.
从一个献身的基督徒变成一个成熟的基督徒
From a committed Christian to a mature Christian
甚至成为教会的 leader mature Christian 或者 church leader
a mature Christian or potentially become a church leader
那这一环很重要的事情就是让他好好的进入侍奉
and a very important segment here is that he may enter into services
然后我们建立整个身体的侍奉
and our process to build up a bodily service
那到了三垒就快要回来得分了
and when we got to the third base you're almost home
当教会有更多成熟的基督徒
The church has more and more mature Christians.
我们才可能活出神给教会那个伟大的托付。
And we are able to live out this great commission that God has for us.
让教会成为一个荣耀的教会，成为一个能够彰显主荣耀的教会。
That the church may be a glorious church, a church that magnifies the glory of God.
让成熟的基督徒变成有使命的工人。
And that a mature Christian may become a missionary or a worker.
他不见得是传道人，全时间的人。
He may not be a full-time speaker.
他是一个生命被改变被装备过而且带着使命的一个人
But his life has been transformed and changed and he has a commission in his life
这个人不管被放到哪个角落哪个工作的单位
This person it doesn't matter where you put him in the world where you put him in life
他身上都带着使命感
In his life he carries a particular burden
他到处为主传福音
He will share the gospel no matter where he goes
他帮助人追求生命的成熟
He will help those to pursue the maturity of life
他在这里带上身体的侍奉
He will bring about a bodily service
他在这里活出 身体教会该有的见证。
And he will live out the right testimony as the body of Christ.
所以当我们在这里讲殷勤耕耘欢呼收割的时候
So when we talk about plow diligently and then reap joyfully,
我信息的架构分三期、
The structure of my messages are set in three different parts.
今天晚上我们讲传福音
And we talk about spreading the gospel.
我们怎么样殷勤的在这里为神国为神家得到器皿
How do we diligently come and bring in vessels for God's house?
能够得到建殿的材料
and the material for the building up of the
temple. 大卫神虽然不准他建殿但是他四处为神得到建殿的材料
David, the Lord did not allow him to actually build a temple but the Lord allowed him to gather all sorts of materials.
我们今天晚上会借着彼得得人如得鱼的故事
and we'll do the story of Peter becoming a fisher of man.
明天晚上我们讲到 追求 更深的生命
and tomorrow night we'll talk about pursuing a deeper life.
我们这次不讲约翰了我们这次讲旧约的约瑟
and we're not going to talk about John.We're going to talk about Joseph.
那最后一天晚上我们讲到这个身体的侍奉的时候
And the last night when we talk about bodily service.
我们用大卫建殿做例子
And again we'll use David as erecting the temple.
不像我平常是用保罗
And I don't, not like I usually use Paul.
好我们谢谢我们就讲到这
Okay, that's all we want to
talk about. 这一章讲到这我还有话要说我不会讲太久的你们不要太担心
Don't worry, I won't go too long
弟兄姊妹今天我们晚上讲第一类
And dear brothers and sisters, we're going to cover the very first basis
我们需要在主的面前殷勤的来耕耘
And we need to plow diligently before the Lord
到处为主撒下福音的种子
Go and sow the seeds of the gospel everywhere we go
然后我们为神家得着
And then for the house of God, we want toGather in.
为神国得人如得鱼
The sake of God's kingdom to be fishers of men.
为神家得到建殿的材料
And for the house of God that we may prepare material for him.
两三个礼拜以前我在教会曾经讲过哈肩负大使命活出大诫命来
And a couple of weeks ago I talked about receiving this great commission and living out the great commandment.
冷气停掉了一下你们会不会很热
后面可以看
开开没有关系好不好我想明天大家空气不好我的声音够大哈弟兄姊妹这次所以 我这一点我就不多讲了啊
much,
但是我们至少把这个大使命我们再念一遍好不好
we'll come and read it together, the Great Commission.
马太福音第二十八章
Matthew chapter 28,
十八节到二十节耶稣近前来对他们说我们一起来天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了好在这里我们看见神给教会一个大的使命
Here God has given the church a great commandment
是给每一个神儿女们共有的使命
Every child of God has the same commission
叫我们要往普天下去
That go throughout the corners of the earth
使万民成为主的门徒
And make disciples of all nations
我记得上次我讲这个信息的时候我曾经引用到那个一个很有名的宣教士叫 William Carey
And I remember the last time I spoke about this particular message I usedmissionary, William Carey.
这是在神国里面非常被神重用的一个宣教士。
And he was a missionary that was particularly used by the Lord.
他有一次请教会弟兄姊妹为他的儿子祷告。
And one time he asked the brothers and sisters at church to pray for his son.
因为他说他的儿子居然 degrade, 就是降格。
And that his son actually degraded.
居然要去当英国驻外大使。
And wanted to be the ambassador for England.
England, yes. 今天我们的儿子如果当了英国的驻外大使或者是美国的驻外大使我们高兴死了哈。
If our son becomes ambassador for England or for America, we'll really be pretty happy.
我看我儿子这样子我都已经很高兴了不要说他们如果能够有一些成就啊。
I see my sons, I'm really excited already, but if they have more accomplishments, wow.
他说为我的儿子祷告他居然 degrade 要去当英国的驻外大使。
Pray for my son, he's degrading himself and becoming an ambassador for England.
他觉得他应该是做神国福音的大使。
And he thought that he should have been ambassador for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹啊哥林多前书也告诉我们我们是福音哥林多后书说我们是福音的使者原文就是用 ambassador
and the 2nd Corinthians says that we are the ambassadors of Christ
所以我说我们基督徒有很多很重要的身份，我将来一定希望 有机会一系列讲这个。
And I know we as Christians have many many important positions, and I will talk about that in days to come.
因为今天人家问你做什么，你常常大概就是讲 engineer 或是这个这个 bank manager 或是什么，都是讲地上的。
Somebody asks you what do you do, and you probably say, well, I'm an engineer or bank manager.
我们很少说我是大使。
Not too many of you say I'm an ambassador.
或是我是君尊的祭司。
Or I'm a holy priest.
那我不是说你要一定要这样子的去讲。
I'm not saying that's how you really introduce yourself.
可是我们至少在脑筋里面连出现都没出现过，我还有一个更尊贵的身份 ，You don't know.
In your mind, it has never crossed your mind that you have a more royal position.
当我在讲说我是这个engineer 的时候
，And when I go and tell somebody I'm an engineer,
我们心里面很少有一个荣耀的感觉，其实你不知道。
And,So,
seldomly
do we feel like, man, I wish you knew that I'm somebody.
好了，我告诉你，我是大使，你知道吗
？I'll tell you, I'm really an ambassador.
I'm from heaven.
I'm an ambassador for heaven.
这个是 King of Kings send me here.
The King of Kings has sent me here.
弟兄姊妹，我们很少有这种荣耀的感觉。
Not very often we feel that way.
但是这就是 William Carey 的感觉。
William Carey, he felt that way.
我的儿子居然比贵去当英国大使。
Isn't my son degraded himself become ambassador of England?
居然忘记了他是神国的大使。
He's forgotten that he's an ambassador for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是大使命。
This is the great commission.
我们每一个人。
Every single one of us.
使万民成为主的门徒。
That all nations would become the disciples of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，等一下我们要讲到一个人得救，你知道那是一个多大的事情。
But sister, we're going to talk about how great of a thing is to have someone come and believe the Lord.
对，他是大事。
For him, it's a big thing.
在天上也是大事。
In heaven, it's a big thing.
弟兄姊妹，接着我们来看得人如得鱼哈，因为今天晚上我每一垒我用一个人做例子。
And we're going to talk about fishes and men, and every base I'm going to use a particular person.
我们看一小段故事。
And just come and look at a very small portion.
路加福音第四章
Luke chapter
第四对对第五章对不起
Luke chapter 5
为了省时间好那个背景就是主耶稣在加利利海讲道的时候
time, because,、the Lord was speaking in the Sea of Galilee.
因为太多人要听他的道所以他就跟彼得借了船
Too many people wanted to listen to him, so he borrowed Peter's boat.
他就站在船上讲道
So he was standing in the boat, preaching to everyone.
那讲完道以后就叫彼得 把船开到水深之处
And after the Lord Jesus spoke, he says, Peter, take your boat and go to the deeper water.
主耶稣并不是要付他产地费
And the Lord is not trying to pay him for renting his boat.
因为底下有一件大事情要发生
Something major is going to happen.
当主耶稣跟彼得说你去把船开到水深之处
The Lord says, Peter, go into the deep.
你就发现彼得用两个态度回应主
And Peter had two responses.
第一个是充满不信的回话
The very first response is unbelief.
第二个是充满不信的行动
And the second act is an act of unbelief.
他怎么回话呢
How did he respond to the Lord?
他说夫子我们整夜劳力
He says,Master, we've been toiling all night.
我们没有达到什么。
We did not catch a thing.
请你注意啊，论讲道，主耶稣是夫子，他专门会讲道的。
And concerning preaching, Lord Jesus is the rabbi. He's a teacher.
论打鱼，彼得认为说我是老大，我是一辈子打鱼。
And concerning fishing, Peter's thinking.I'm really the master.
我整夜打鱼，我们这一批的渔夫整夜打鱼，没有打到鱼。
I fished the whole night with all these fishermen. We caught nothing.
但是看在你是夫子的面上，我出去了。
And we deem you as the rabbi, so okay, I'll do it.
这就是彼得的回答。
This is Peter's response.
一个充满了不信的一个回应。
A response that is full of unbelief.
一从你的话，我就下网。
And because of your words, I'll cast my net.
第二个，充满不信的行动。
And the second thing is an action that is full of unbelief.
我为什么说它充满不信呢
？Why do I want to say that it's full of unbelief?
你如果仔细读英文圣经的话
，If you pay attention to the English version,
主耶稣说你下网打鱼，那个网是用复数 net.
And Jesus says, "Go and cast your net."
多撒几个网下去。
Spread quite a few over there.
你仔细读圣经，彼得一从主的话就下网，是用单数只下了一个网。
So in the English version, you see it very clearly. When Peter went and cast it, he cast one net.
因为他整夜的经验，他知道今天不可能打到鱼。
The whole night he knew there's no way he's gonna cast a net.
而且现在天亮了，更不要说了。
Particularly it's bright middle of the day, forget it.
但是因为你叫我去，我去了。
But you told me to do it, so I'll do it.
主说下复数的网，多下几个网。
The Lord said, "Cast your net."
他懒得麻烦，因为网都收起来了。
And he didn't want to go through the trouble because they're already stacked up.
他就下一个网。
So he took one and he threw it over.
圣经里面他是下单数的网。
And the scripture said he only cast one.
你知道为什么当那个网拉回来的时候？
Now why is it that when they were trying to pull the net back,
那个网差一点裂开来。
The net was at the verge of breaking.
别人都在惊讶这么多的鱼。
Everyone is marveling the fact so many fish.
彼得呢？
What about Peter?
彼得有没有在那里说 Wow, how wonderful, 这么多鱼
Was Peter saying, man, this is wonderful, so many fish.
他跪在主的脚前说主我是个罪人请你离开我
He knelt before the Lord and said, I am a sinner, depart from me, Lord.
因为他太知道他心里的故事
Because he knew very well the story that is in his heart.
他埋怨怀疑主对他的要求
He was complaining, he was doubting the requirements of the Lord.
他也借着行动来反映他对主的不信
And according to his actions, he proved out that he did not believe the Lord.
所以当主让他突然一下子得到这么多鱼的时候
All of a sudden, the Lord gave him such abundance of fish.
他根本都不在乎那些鱼了
He didn't care about the fish anymore.
他求主离开他因为他知道他是个罪人
He said, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner.
因为他遇见了天地的主
He met the master of heaven and earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear friends, sisters,
在你我传福音的事情上
when you and I concerning
sharing the gospel, 我们可能也常常碰到类似的经历
A lot of time we go through the same experiences
哎呀我们整夜祷我们长期为家人祷告
And we've been fishing for a long time and praying for our relatives
我们好像什么都没有得到
We pray for family members we have gotten nothing
但是主还是叫我们撒网
But the Lord said cast your net
弟兄姊妹许多时候我们已经不想撒了
And there are many times we're tired of casting
许多时候教会又说要传福音我们勉强下个小网
And the church is saying, oh, preach the gospel now. We grudgingly cast a very small net.
弟兄姊妹，主在这一次的里面
But in this particular time,
彼得遇见了神
Peter met God.
主说，你从今以后要得人如得鱼
The Lord says, now on, you will be fisher of men.
弟兄姊妹，这是彼得第一次
The very first time for Peter.
整夜没有，然后突然有。
The whole night he caught nothing, and then all of a sudden he caught so much.
后来又发生了一次另外一次类似的经历。
And it happened again.
在约翰福音二十一章。
In John chapter 21.
他们再次出去整夜打鱼。
They went out again and fished all night.
什么都没打到。
And they caught nothing.
后来主告诉他们再下网。
And then the Lord said, "Go and cast your net."
他们打了153条鱼。
153 fish.
因为这边这两次的经历
These two experiences for Peter.
每一次都是先经历一无所获
And the very first experience that Peter had was he gained nothing.
然后接着因为对主的信而顺服
And then after believing the Lord and obeying.
他们接着经历的丰收是远远超过他们所能够得的
And what they reap, the abundance that they receive is way beyond what they imagine.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹在我们殷勤撒种的这件学习上
So brothers and sisters, concerning this issue of diligently plowing
尤其在福音的事情上
particularly concerning the issue of
很多的时候我们真的会很灰心
A lot of times it's very easy to be discouraged.
但是我们求神让我们不要灰心
We ask God that we will not lose heart.
神可以让我们整夜一无所有
And God may allow us to cash absolutely nothing.
也可以让我们多到我们收不完。
And God can also allow us to have beyond what we can handle.
所以我们要做的就是简单的相信。
And all we have to do is simply trust.
绝对的顺服。
And obey absolutely.
主说去，我们就去。
The Lord said go, then we'll go.
主说撒，我们就撒。
The Lord said cast, then we'll cast.
我们就是殷勤的撒。
And we'll cast our net.
结果在主的手中。
The results are in His hand.
主为什么叫彼得经过这两次呢
？Why did God allow Peter to go through these two experiences?
你觉得为什么主让彼得经过这两次的经历
？Why did the Lord allow Peter to go through such things?
而且这两次都有一个呼召，都接着一个呼召。
And both of these times came with a call.
第一次接着呼召说你要得人如得鱼。
The very first call says you will be fishers of men.
第二次接着的呼召说你要牧人如牧羊。
And the second call is that you will shepherd people as sheep.
牧养我的小羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
牧养我的羊。
And shepherd my sheep.
为什么主要让他都先经过没有，然后再全有
？Why did the Lord allow him to experience having nothing and then all of a sudden such abundance?
弟兄姊妹啊，这是来到我们这个人。基督徒问题的症结
And brothers, this comes to the key point of us being Christian.
来到我们生活、人生经历或是侍奉经历上的一个关键的点
And comes to the key point of our life and our services.
神要帮助我们
God wants to help us.
真认识他,
to really know him.
也真认识自己,
and to really know ourselves.
很多属灵的问题,
many spiritual problems.
很多侍奉的症结,
and many knots in our service.
都出在这两件事上,
and all fall on these two things.
一个叫做我们不够认识自己,
one, we do not really know ourselves.
一个叫做我们不够认识神,
two, we really do not know God.
神借着这两件事情,
and through these two things,
都让彼得认识自己的败坏,
God allowed Peter to know his corruption.
都让他认识说我再怎么老可以一无所有。
To let him know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, you will get nothing.
但是另外一面，神又让了彼得认识。
And on the other hand, God wanted Peter to know.
你知道你所信的是谁吗？
Do you know who you believe in?
在他没有难成的事
情。In him, nothing is impossible.
虽然你们整夜一无所有。
Though you labor all night and got nothing.
我要给谁就给谁。
I will give who I will give.
我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
这弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我不晓得今天在你的侍奉上,
I don't know concerning your services,
在你的生活上,
concerning your life,
在你人生属灵的历程上,
concerning your spiritual journey,
我不晓得我们有没有注意到这两件事情的重要。
I don't know if you pay attention to these two important things.
一个越认识自己的人,
a person who knows himself more and more,
决定在主的面前会越谦卑自己。
He will be more humble before that.
一个越认识神的人,
a person who knows God more,
不仅仅在主的面前会更谦卑自己,
not only will he humble himself more,
而且他会变得非常非常的殷勤和积极,
and he'll be very, very diligent and very active.
只认识自己,
if you just know yourself,
除了让我们谦卑, 有的时候会带进退缩, 软弱, 不敢,
other than being humble, it also brings in fear at times, and we do not dare to move forward.
但是因为有一个平衡的认识，也让我们真认识我们所信的是谁。
Because it's a balance in understanding, we truly know whom we have believed.
也让我们变得非常的积极。
That we may be very positive.
好，那我们最后来讲到这个主给我们的应许。
And then we'll talk about the promises that God has given us.
这个不仅仅是个呼召，也是一个应许。
It's not only a call, but it's also a promise.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So the Lord added unto them believers day unto day.
所以彼得有的时候一次叫三千个人得救。
And Peter, at one preaching, 3,000 were saved.
而是另外一次叫五千个人得救。
And then 5,000 were saved.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们不见得像彼得有这么大的度量。
And perhaps we do not have the capacity like Peter.
但是我们至少在我们的范围里面。
But in our environment.
当你这样子的简单的相信和绝对的顺服
and with such a simple faith and such a simple obedience
真的照着主的话开到水深之处
and according to God's word go into the deep
在神的时候用他的方法他要让你看见奇妙的事情
in God's time and God's way He will let you see miraculous things
而且他应许我们流泪撒种的必要欢呼声
and he promised those who sows with weeping will reap joyfully.
诗篇126篇
Psalm 126,
第六节
verse 6.
请大家注意听我念给你们听啊。
I'll read it to you.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐带着禾捆回来。
He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing.
我们先讲有出去的有回来的。
There are those who go out, and there are those who come back in.
我们先看出去。
Let's look at those who went out.
请问在这一段的圣经里面讲到出去有什么特点
？And what's the characteristic of this person who went out?
什么？带种，带着种子出去，这是第一个。第二个特点。
The very first thing he brought seeds with him.
流泪出去。
And he went out weeping.
对弟兄姊妹，到底我们今天出去传福音，我们怎么出去？
And when we go out to share the gospel, how are we going out?
我们真有种子吗？
Do we really have seed?
在我们身上真有生命之粮吗？
Is there life within us?
当我们接触福音朋友的时候，我们真有生命之道可以给他吗？
We meet gospel friends, do we have the words of life for them?
第二个流泪出去。
And secondly, those who go out weeping.
说的带着负担出去。
And talks about those who go out with a particular burden.
他不是随随便便出去的。
He's not casually just going out.
他知道这些人不得救不得了啊。
He knows that these people are not saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我再跟你们挑战，如果你自己家人还没有信耶稣的话。
Brothers and sisters, I challenge you. If you have family members that are not yet saved.
我希望主让我们跟他们接触的时候不是随随便便的。
And I ask the Lord when we do have time with them that we do not treat it very casually.
当我看到传记上讲到 A.P. Simpson 弟兄
When I see the biography of A.P. Simpson
有人提到辛辛年老的时候常常抱着一个地球仪在他的怀中
And when he was in his later years he often held a globe in his bosom
坐在椅子上摸着地球仪一面流泪一面为着世界上的人祷告
He would be sitting in his chair, holding that globe in his arms, and he would be weeping and praying.
为的世上的灵魂会流泪。
For the souls that are lost, he is weeping.
而这样子的泪是照这个种子可以发芽，可以生根的。
And these tears are the ones that are able to allow these seeds to root and grow.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们撒种的秘诀。
And this is the secret behind our sowing.
我们要有种，要有真正的生命。
We need to have seeds, the real life.
我们要有泪，要有真正的passion，真正的爱在里面。
We need to have tears, it speaks of our passion and our love.
有一个小孩子，当他把福音单张拿给一个人的时候，
Once a little child, a little boy was given tracts to go and hand out.
人家把福音单张一丢啊。
And he gave it to someone, someone got a hold of it just passed
it away. 你看这个小男孩不肯放弃啊。
And this little boy wouldn't let go.
他说叔叔。
He said, uncle?
到地狱里面就再也没有福音单张了。
When you go to hell, there's no more tracts to be given.
有另外一个老太太在那里发福音单张的时候，
Another elderly lady was passing out tracts.
有一个一看福音单，吐了一口痰就丢在地上了。
And somebody spat in it and just threw it on the ground.
而这个老太太跪在地上把那个痰擦掉，她说：“先生，这个东西对你太重要了。”
This elderly lady went and picked it up and wiped out the spit and said, Mister, this is so important to you.
那个人当场感动。
That person was moved at the very moment.
我怎么可能吐痰呢？这个人还不肯放弃呢。
I spit in this thing and this person won't let go.
怎么可能有这样子的爱呢？不认识我的人为什么这么关心我？
What love compels her? That she doesn't know me, yet she cares about me.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在撒福音种子的时候，
When we sow the seeds of the gospel,
我们要真正带着真粮出去。
And with real food, we need to go.
带着眼泪出去。
And bring your tears with you.
带着我们真正的爱和负担去。
Bring your real love and burden and go.
下次回台湾，下次回中国去的时候，
When you go back to Taiwan again or go back to China?
不要只是带礼物给爸爸妈妈。
Don't just bring gifts for your mom and dad. Pray for your parents who are not yet saved.
带着种子，带着眼泪回去。
Bring seeds and bring tears.
流泪撒种。
Sow with tears.
要欢呼收割。
And you will rejoice.
欢欢乐乐的回来。
And you will return with joy.
不再是垂头丧气的回来。
And not downcast,
然后带着贺捆回来,
and bring in the sheaves,
不再是两手空空的回来,
and not empty handed.
弟兄姊妹, 我们求神把这样子的爱给我们。
Brothers, we ask the Lord to give us such love.
2005年, 我从纽约回来的时候跟你们讲过贝姊妹, huh?
In 2005, I came back and I told you guys about a sister.
因为我们好久没看到她了, 在纽约他们教会看到她, 很喜乐。
I haven't seen her for a long time since I last saw her in New York.
我记得被教师那天讲，他说这个， 我没有变老，我只是比从前大一点。
And I remember when she what she said to me then, I didn't get any older, I just got a little bigger.
他说他在马路上走路的时候， 他说他在马路上走路的时候，就巴不得向那些街上碰到的人能够传福音，希望他们都上天堂。
She's on the street, and everybody she sees, she's just eager to share the gospel with them, hoping that they will all go to heaven.
哎呀，我听着就很惭愧啊。
And I felt very ashamed.
那我们在马路上走路，在那评头论足，这个人长得帅，那个人长得酷啊，那个人穿什么？
You walk on the street and say, man, this guy looks pretty cool. No, he's not dressed very well.
那个人是那副死相。
And that person, man, he's got an ugly look.
那我们姊妹走在路上，就巴不得街上碰到的人能够赶快信耶稣啊。
On the street, she sees someone, she wants them to come and know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，你们有没有 passion? 对灵魂有没有负担？
Brothers, do we have a passion for these souls?
那如果我们真要能够福音有果效，
if we really want to have a fruit for our labor,
我在说我们必须 有种，不是那个有种，要有种子。
We must have seed.
要带着种子出去。
Go out with seed.
所以我们要追求好好在主的话上下功夫。
And we need to be diligent concerning the word of God.
好好在生命上追求更丰富的生命。
Concerning life, pursue the deeper life.
所以当我们跟人家接触的时候，
So when we touch someone,
我们能够把生命给别人。
We may really give them real life.
然后我们忍耐等候，
and patiently wait,
像农夫等候地里宝贵的出产一样，
just like the farmer patiently waits for the produce of the land.
弟兄姊妹啊， 所以主说你们也要忍耐。
So the Lord says you must be patient.
你知道吗？ 有人曾经做过调查，
and somebody has done this research.
这个 现在的北美的人相信有地狱的人越来越多。
In North America, there are more and more people who believe there's a hell.
他们从1965年只有50%多的人相信有地狱。
In 1965, only about a little over 50% of the people believe that there's a hell.
后来增加到大概75%。
And then it rose to 75%.
我不久以前在另外一个地方看到已经几乎到80%几了。
And not too long ago, I saw an article that was over 80%.
相信地狱的人虽然越来越多。
Though there are more and more people who believe that there's a hell.
但是却不是那么多的人相信是一个真正 physical 的地狱。
And not too many people really believe that it's a real physical.
他们只觉得那是一个跟神分开来的一种情况。
And they just felt that it's an environment, it's a condition where you're separated from God.
然后虽然相信地狱的人越来越多。
Though there are more and more people who believe in hell.
但是觉得自己会下地狱的人越来越少。
And those who believe that they will go to hell because less and less.
你知道在我当然 我就根据这个统计哈，北美相信自己会下地狱的你知道有多少吗？
You know what's the percentage of people here in the States who believe that they would go to hell?
他们真的认为自己会下地狱的。
They really believe that, hey, I'm going to hell.
只有 6%。
There's only 6%.
所以大家都活得好好的。
So everybody is pretty good.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那对我们来说却不是这样。
Dear brothers, for us, it's not the same.
信耶稣
Believing in Jesus,
不是只是一件宗教的事情。
It is not a religious thing.
不是外面的事情。
It is not an outward thing.
弟兄姊妹，真正关乎永远沉沦审判的事情。
It has to do with eternal damnation.
我
judgment.
我前一阵子讲过911的时候，我们看见多少人从几十层楼上受不了火灾要跳出来。
And when the 9/11 tragedy happened, people who were on the higher floors, they cannot endure the fire, they just jumped out.
不过五到十分钟的 burning 受不了。
So there was but about 5 to 10 minutes of burning.
你被火烧五到十分钟就差不多就结束了。
5 to 10 minutes of burning of your flesh would probably come to your end.
他宁可摔得粉身碎骨，他不愿意被烧那五六分钟。
He'd rather jump out the window and shatter his bones than be burned.
而圣经上说，当我们不信的时候，虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
But the Bible says that place the worms will not die, the fire will not be quenched.
弟兄姊妹，世人觉得地狱只是说说谈谈就是了。
Everybody says, "Oh, this is just something we talk about." Hell.
我们基督徒不能这样子去看。
We as Christians, we cannot look at it that way.
尤其我们如果自己所爱的家人都还没有得救的话。
Particularly our family members whom we love, that they are not saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够让他松下来。
But just we cannot let them go.
更何况信的耶稣对他们整个今生就是一个大的祝福。
Particularly when we believe in Jesus, this entire life would be a blessing.
他们能够从多少的痛苦不满足里面能够出来。
From all the bitterness and dissatisfaction, they may be set free.
你看我前一阵子去在希腊的时候
not too long ago I was actually in Greece
有一个温州出来的姊妹因为中暑所以这个到了希腊人就死掉了
and there was a sister who was
跑到希腊
she had a stroke
中暑因为太热了
she had a heat stroke in Greece and she actually died from it
所以我在那边临时为他们要举行一个葬礼。
And at the last minute, I was asked to conduct a funeral.
他家人、孩子都从中国赶出来。
And all of her relatives and family members came from China.
那那天那个因为在那边的教会不太有办丧事的经验，所以都在问我们。
So the church that was conducting the funeral didn't have any experience in doing it, so they asked me what should we do.
他们问我们说花圈上或是那个匾额上应该写什么字。
And what do we write on the bouquet on the flower?
这个我跟他们讲说从前我看到一个小小的见证。
And I said, in time past, I saw a very small testimony.
我不是叫他要写这个我只是讲一个见证给这些弟兄姊妹听。
I didn't tell them to write these words, but I told them the testimony.
有一个老弟兄。
There was an elderly brother.
他说我将来走的话。
He said, when I, at my funeral service,
你们帮我写墓碑或者写花圈的时候。
Whenever you put, whatever signs on the bouquet or whatever for me.
帮我写四个字。
Write these four letters.
你猜什么？
You know what it is?
智慧猜猜你的名字叫智慧。你会写什么？有没有人猜到？
Anybody?
这个老弟兄说啊，你就帮我写四个字，好的无比。
Wonderful. Nothing better.
我在想，如果世界上的人看见好的无比，那发疯了哈！那你在你在人家送花圈的这些好的无比。
People from the world that sees this particular bouquet that is at a funeral service and say, "Man, this is a wonderful thing that just happened."
还好他是为自己要求的。
Though he asked it for himself.
因为怎么样，我们信主的人跟不信主的人就是在这里不一样。
And it's particularly different for those who are believers and unbelievers.
我参加过很多葬礼。
I've been to many funerals.
有很多葬礼是我很怕去参加的。
There are some funerals that I dread going.
我去怕去参加，因为他们死掉的人没有得救。
Because I dread going because the person who died was not saved.
我每次参加这样子的葬礼，我就一句话都讲不出来。
And every time I go and attend a particular funeral like that, I can't speak a word.
我没有一句安慰的话可以从我口中出来。
I have no words of comfort that can actually come out of my mouth.
我只能劝他们的家里面的人要照顾好身体，不要伤心过度。
And all I can say to the family members is take care of yourselves and do not grieve too much.
但是当我参加主内的弟兄姊妹的丧礼的时候，
But when I go to a brother or sister who's passed away,
那是一个何等不同的境界。
It is a completely different realm.
虽然舍不得。
Yes, we do not want to look at
it. 虽然我们也会流泪会难过。
And we cry, we're sad.
但是我们里面却充满了荣耀的盼望。
But there's a glorious hope inside.
我只是知道我们的弟兄姊妹先睡了就是。
And I know that they are but asleep.
不久以后我们都要见面。
And I know I'm going to see them again.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等大的不同。
That is so different.
我真的希望我们在主的面前，我们每一个人都不一样。
But before the Lord, I pray that we're all different.
Rick Warren 说他老父亲临终的那个时候。
And Rick Warren spoke of his dad right when he's about to die.
他重复说了至少100遍。
And he repeated over about 100 times.
他说 ，I got to say someone for Jesus.One more.
He kept on saying, one more, one more. I got to save someone for Jesus.
他连走之前他都不能够忘记一件事情，他要再为主多得到一个。
On his deathbed, he kept repeating, and he wanted to get one more for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来撒种。
Francis, we need to rise up and sow.
我们周围有太多的人。
There are too many people around us.
你把你的蜡烛点燃了10根蜡烛，对自己没有任何的亏损。
You light the candles that are unlit in front of you.You will not lose anything.
这十根蜡烛再出去点别的蜡烛。
Those 10 candles would go out and lit other candles.
在人黑暗的心灵里面为他点燃一盏灯啊。
In the darkness of the hearts of men, you have given a light.
把生命之光带给他们。
Giving the light of life.
哦，把他们的灵魂从仇敌、从黑暗的权势里面抢救出来。
Snatch the soul out of hell.
8月20号不久之前，华航在这个冲绳岛，你们都知道这个引擎着火。
August 20th, China Airlines had a engine failure, was caught on fire.
那个 pilot 接到通知以后，在短短的6分钟，哈，10:32到10:38。
And the pilot, after receiving that particular notice, within 6 minutes.
啊，让所有的机员帮助乘客在几分钟里面疏散，逃生。
They helped all the passengers to escape.
然后照片照着这个pilot最后爆炸前5秒钟从机舱窗户跳出来。
And the final picture of the shot of the pilot jumping out of the plane at the 5 seconds before the explosion.
165个人全部没有一个人死掉。
165 passengers, no one died.
弟兄姊妹啊，抢人是分秒必争的。
And when you try to save someone, every second counts.
你能不能想象那一架飞机，如果那个 pilot慢一点刹车，慢一点让他们疏散的话。
And if you imagine if the pilot just waits a little bit more time, slow down the plane a little more, it took a little more time to slow the plane down.
爆炸一发生的时候。
And at the explosion.
多少人如果还没有离开，就一定死的。
Those who have not escaped far enough from the plane, they would be dead.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣随时要回来。
But this is the Lord is coming back anytime.
时间随时要到了。
Time.Will come to an end.
当时间一到的时候，
and when time is no more,
再也没有机会了。
No more opportunity.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们求神帮助我们。
But just we ask the Lord to help us.
让我们起来。
We all need to rise up.
流泪撒种。
And so weeping.
要欢呼收割。
And you will be joyful.
而我们要能够出去真正的撒种。
If you want to really go out and sow the seed,
我们必须手中有种。
You must have seeds in your hand.
在于我们对主话语的熟悉。
It depends on how well you know the word of God.
在于我们在救恩中第一手的经历。
And your personal experience and salvation.
在于我们和主之间那个真实的关系。
And your true relationship with the Lord.
好让我们出去的时候。
That when we go out.
别人能够真正从我们身上闻到基督的馨香。
That other people may really know the fragrance of Christ.
能够看见基督的荣美。
That they see the beauty of Christ.
能够得到救恩的果效。
That they may receive the
labor of the gospel. 流泪撒种啊，那个。 贺耿带回来，可不可以借我一个诗歌本？我们可以唱中文哈，刚刚因为他们唱英文，八弟兄姊妹不太敢唱，我们可以唱中文、英文，随便大家。
Chinese or English, either language is fine.
这首歌其实不是只是为了福音而已。
It is really not just for the sake of the gospel.
其实是一首很深的歌。
It's actually a very deep hymn.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing it together.
我们也祷告的唱。
And sing it prayerfully.
希望我们整个教会都活起来。
That our entire church comes alive.
整个教会每一个人手中都带着粮食。
Every single one of us would have seed.
都成为殷勤撒种的人。
And be those who sow diligently.
到处种下神的爱。
And we would sow the love of Christ.
到处种下生命的种子。
And the seeds of life.
早晨我们播种，相互我们播种，傍晚我们播种，播出神之爱，等候成熟日子，等候收获尊重，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来。言语我们播种，今天我们播种，不怕作风如何，不怕乌云开，不叫专家成熟，不叫一切完工，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，一起站起来，期待天去播种，为主流泪播种，虽然知道真实，虽然难忍耐，不许就会过去，欢迎就在路中，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，早晨我们播种，将我们播种，盼望我们播种，播出真挚爱，等候真的日子，等候走个冬天，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来，和魂带回来，和魂带回来，我们只能满怀和魂带回来。
主啊，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
我们都是已经被你拯救的一般之民。
We're people that have been redeemed and saved by you.
你已经让我们脱离了黑暗的权势。
You've brought us out of the kingdom of darkness.
让我们被迁到了爱子的国里。
Enter into the kingdom of God.The light of your son.
主啊，不让我们白占地图。
We will not waste the ground that we possess.
也不让我们的人生是白费功夫。
That our life is not wasted. Our energy.
让我们起来开垦我们的荒地。
We will rise up and work the ground.
让我们不再撒种在荆棘中。
We will not sow among the thorns.
主啊，帮助我们每一个人靠着你在这里撒种。
To help each every one of us by you, we will go and sow these seeds.
好，让我们多种的能够多收。
That we will sow many and we will reap many.
啊，让所有带着种流泪出去。
And all those who go out weeping,
有一天都要欢欢乐乐带着贺捆回来。
And one day will bring the sheaves back and rejoicing.
我们特别为了我们在座还有弟兄姊妹家人没信主的人。
We want to particularly pray for our family members who are not yet saved.
尤其今天晚上在我们中间还有没信主的人。
Especially for those who are not yet saved that is among us tonight.
主，我们把他们都交在你的手里。
We commit them all into your hands.
主啊，不让时间过去了，机会也过去了。
Do not allow time to go by and opportunities to go by.
当还有机会的时候。
And while there is still time.
主啊，你让我们都带着种出去。
And we'll go out with seed.
为你殷勤撒种
and so diligently for you.
好让我们这一生见你的时候我们是欢然去见你
And when we see you in this life we see you with a joyful heart
祝福你的儿女们
Bless your children
祝福你的教会
Bless your church
祝福我们在座的每一个人
Bless everyone who is here
特别求你保守我们今天晚上的睡眠
And keep, give us a good sleep tonight
让我们在新的环境里面能够尽快的适应
That in this new environment we can adapt very quickly
让我们睡熟在你的同在中
That we may come to rest in your presence.
让我们醒来在你的爱中。
And we'll wake to your love.
我们为着明天、后天、这几天、每一天都向你祷告。
But tomorrow, the days ahead, we want to pray.
为我们打开天窗。
Open unto us the window of heaven.
降下透雨。
And send forth the rain.
降下你的祝福。
And send forth your blessing.
每一个人都是随手可以摸着你的同在一样。
Everyone can just reach out and touch you.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.